Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, really loved, whole bunches of loved, and incredibly sexy people. Well, I'm warning you, my Baptist preacher is out and in full swing this morning. I have a lot to share with you, and I think we're just going to get going. Since we're narrowing in on the next webinar, it's just flooding in all the information, and it has been for over a month now, about the electrical charge, the electromagnetic hole, how you're responsible really for all of your connection electrically to the universe. So the information that came in this morning is that, you know, when we invoke the rays, flames, and lights, well, the rays are actually electrical components within themselves. So think of that as when you put a plug into a socket and you make the connection, that's what the rays do when we invoke the rays. We're saying, you know, come on in and make this connection of the claim that I am claiming here. God is an electrical charge. Love and self-love are separate electrical charges. Now, that was surprising to me because I would think love is love. But we have separated love and self-love so much that the charge, I'm testing this as I'm saying this to you because this part is just coming in right now. The electrical charge of self-love affects and deters or supports the electrical charge of love. Wow. Not vice versa, interestingly enough. So, again, you see the importance of self-love. I know I harp on this, guys, but they underline it. They put it in red. They put exclamation marks after it. And I don't want this community to be a community where you hear the truth and then 5 years later you read it somewhere else and go, oh, I get it now. You know, I don't want us to not be conscious for 5 years and then get it then. So let's just choose to get it now. I am the electrical charge of self-love and therefore the importance of the gratitude of self-love program. And I want to talk a little bit about that because I'm having masses of emails and questions. And it's so interesting to me. I can see the fears and the doubts within you that your conscious brain is telling you, well, this is what it's about. Well, I need to check about, you know, how much time this is going to take before I sign up. I need to check to see if the plays are going to be available before I sign up. Now, in our conscious world, that all makes sense, and that's really not what it's about. If there is anything in your life that you can master to shift your entire life around, it's self-love, don't put anything in the way of that. Whether it's my program or your own program or a meditation program around self-love, of which I'm not aware, but I'm sure there is out there somewhere. You know, what they've given to us in the Gratitude of Self-Love program that starts in November are experiences, fun experiences, because we also have been given the information that creation has to have love, joy, and fun. That's the greatest cocktail, if you will, for creation. So love and self-love are separate electrical charges, and self-love can enhance or limit the charge of love. Okay. I want to talk today, and this is going to be a little bit of a different call today, because I want to focus on what main belief, and we're only going to go to one with everybody, because I want to get through as many callers as we can. What main belief is keeping you from bursting through the imaginary ceiling of limitation that you have imposed upon yourself? We will probably be continuing this next week, because those of you on the shift call, I said, well, I'm a little bit funky tonight. And everybody spouted my words back to me, and I said, you know, that's just not where I am. I'm funky, and I don't know why I'm funky. The e-blast that comes out on Monday will explain a lot of that to you. But suffice it to say that we have, most of us, I'm being created, most of us have created an imaginary ceiling of limitation. And I was at mine. And that's the funky, kind of depressed, kind of caged animal feeling that I've had for the last 3 days, because I was at an apex, and many of you are too. Wow, Stephen, they gave me your name right away. Where we have to break the ceiling, and it's imaginary. It seems like a big, thick glass ceiling, like the dome. They're showing me the dome, right? It's really not there, guys. It's really just a figment of our belief, but you know that as you believe, it's delivered unto you. And so I was at the ceiling yet again, and I had to realize, are you breaking through, D? Are you becoming bigger? Are you becoming the greatest you, the most powerful healer, the most powerful actor? Are you accepting all the money that you want? Are you creating a healthy body right now that you know you're in charge of? Are you going to bust through this ceiling and be the greater you you can be? And I want you all to come forward for the greatest activation. Seems like that's the buzzword out there these days. You know, anybody that can do an activation for you. Well, I want you to do one for yourself, and I'm going to give you the greatest activation that you can claim right now. I am God, and I command that all of me, all my thoughts, all my actions, all my perceptions, all my electrical charges support the definition of God that I want, which is powerful and loving and in balance and in choice and always, always, always in self-love. That is who I am. Activate that now. And I don't have to do anything else but be. Your heart, my beautiful people, sends out and receives back your self-love. Now, when they gave me that information, they also said, we have to balance the receives back, because that's where we're falling out. You see, we keep seeing it, you know, and focusing on our crown chakra, and they're saying, sure, it comes in or can come in through the crown chakra, but it's the heart that has to really receive it and send it. So right now, we are activating our heart. We are directing our heart to accept and receive all the love for ourselves, from the universe, from the world, from our beloved others, from the rays, flames, and lights. I receive the love of myself. And so it is. The greatest electrical activation is I am. And whatever you put after that gets activated. I am tired. I am full of energy is an activation. It's a self-activation. And you live consciously in the process of turning yourself on and activating yourself, then you've got the answer. So I got very clear that it is my time now to expand. And we know that we have to claim it for ourselves. We have to commit to it. We have to intend it. And then we have to play with all other energy to create that for us, because all other energy is the God energy that creates with you. And since you are my universe and you are my family, I am asking you to support me in my expansion now in every way. Tweet about it, Facebook it, share it, talk, order, tune in, I don't care, but support me. And then I want you to go out and ask everybody to do the same with you. Then we live in a world of expansion. You have to ask for what you want, guys. I'm excited about some of the opportunities that I have to expand now. I'm sure you, if you get my e-blast, which I hope to God you do, you got my notice that I'm going to do Aram's teleseminar. And she has some amazing people, and I really like, you know, from heartache to joy. That's what I teach. I'm so excited that Jennifer McLean is having me do a celebrity thing, and she asked me who I would want to work with most, and I said Patricia Cote Robles, and she agreed. I am beyond thrilled. I go down to tape that later today. You know, the webinars, the gratitude of self-love, there's a lot being offered, I know. You'll know what to gravitate to, but I'm asking for what I want. And what I want is for you to support me in every way in, well, expanding out through the ceiling that I smashed yesterday. So we're going to smash some ceilings today. I will be going to something else. Sorry, something just came in, and I was asking, do I go there now? And they said no during the call. Okay, so I want to be clear with everybody. I want you to tell me where you've been trying to expand and where you feel limited. And we're going to get to the belief that's holding the ceiling in place for you, okay? That's the intention of the show. It's a little bit different today, but it absolutely has to do with every question you're holding right now. So again, not going to talk a lot. We're going to get through as many people as we can. All righty. Now, okay, this, before we do this, we're coming together to claim, I am the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited opportunities and possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is my commitment to myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere to be and do this in divine love. And so it is. Now I can go to the calls. All right, Susan, we're going to start with you. Hi.
Hi. Oh, this is great. You know, my thing that I've been working with is abundance. So last night I sat back and I read all of chapter, was the one on forgiveness in Edwin Gaines' book.
Uh-huh.
I listened to the link that I sent you about the whole little seminar thing that workshop that she did, and it's just amazing. I'm just in awe of her.
Yes, I'm going to put that link in the e-blast, Susan. Thank you so much for sending that so that everybody can see what I'm talking about with Edwin Gaines.
Oh,
it's you haven't heard before. It's the way she gives it.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, good.
Well, I was working with that.
Okay, so we want to go to the belief that is holding your ceiling in place, that's not allowing you to. Okay, and here it is. If I go outside of what I know, I will lose what I have. Now, you understand that. What that means, guys, you know, let me give you an example. So when I got very clear that it was time to shut my acting studio down, I said, yes, but I can't because this is what I know. This is how I make my living. So I won't know what to do. But I had to trust that the healing work would take off and commit to it in order to do it. I could not hold my ceiling in place through the fear that it might not work. So, for example, if you're staying in a relationship because you don't work and you're dependent on his money, but you're dreadfully unhappy in the relationship, that's a ceiling. If you're on welfare and you're going, yeah, but I don't want to lose this, that's a ceiling. So we're coming together to claim anything around, well, the common thread through all of it is staying safe. Anything that we are holding that is keeping us in staying safe and creating limitations of our expansion around that, we are demanding to be that those all of those be released from our energy system right now, from our heart center, from our electrical charge. I am the expansion of knowing that I am the God that creates my expansion in a safe and prosperous and joyful way and experience, and so it is. Wow. Good start, Susan. Thanks, baby.
Do you want to know what the actual ceiling was for me, the belief that there was there?
Sure.
The belief was because of my Jehovah's Witness upbringing, and the Bible scriptures that came up were the fact that Jehovah's Witnesses do not pass a thing for you to donate in like other religions do.
We're talking about tithing now.
Tithing.
Okay.
They do not do that because they say that it's more important to ask for things like compassion and stuff like that, and that is how you get your reward. And so that's what they ask for. They don't ask to be, you know, they don't ask to be blessed with, you know,
well, and there's
money.
Something to that, you know. When you can bring both worlds together, you'll have the answer, everybody. Because you don't want money to run your life. Money doesn't run your life. You run your life. Your consciousness runs your life. Your consciousness decides what the money does. But money on this plane is something everybody wants, so get over it and ask for it.
Here's the conclusion that I came to. The conclusion I came to is that instead of asking for money, you ask for, here's the work that I want to do that imparts a way to serve others and myself, and that brings the money to me.
Fine. You know, I always think service has to come first.
Yeah.
Right? But not at the jeopardy of yourself and your financial life in this world. Thank you, Susan. Love you, honey.
No self-sacrifice.
Yeah, no self-sacrifice. That is the antithesis of self-love. Hi, Wilma. Give me
Hi,
what you
there.
Want to break today. How are you, baby?
I'm great. I'm actually shaking now because, to be perfectly honest with you, I've been working so hard on, I think, where I'm stuck is the abundance and my divine right partner. There's something there that's not clicking.
Okay,
anyway,
there is a common thread.
Can I just share one quick comment
sure.
with you?
Uh-huh.
Last night I was at my sister's for dinner, so, and this is why I'm on the call this morning. This is what triggered me to make sure that I was on today. I'm in the kitchen at my sister's getting dinner up, and I hear your voice in the other room. And I walked into the living room, and my sister was watching an episode of Murder, She Wrote with you and your husband on it.
Yes, we did two
and
or three together.
Yes, it was awesome. So anyway, I thought when I call in, and so that was really the reason I was calling in today. And then as I started to dial the number, I started to think, wait, there's a message. So when you, like, there's something coming for me. And so then when you mentioned about that, how you're handling today's call with one belief and you're going to shatter it, I started to shake because I thought, this is why I saw the show yesterday,
yep,
which triggered me wanting to share with Dee.
Yes,
and
you're
that's
right.
Why I'm here. Thank you.
And you followed the breadcrumbs, and you're right.
I did, yes, yes.
And there is a common thread between relationships and abundance, and
okay,
and it's self-love. What were you taught about loving yourself, Wilma? What did your mommy teach you, consciously or unconsciously, when you were little?
I think to keep small and out of the way.
Highest, most correct, most complete. You're absolutely right. So you tell me, if relations, if money is an energy like a relationship,
mm-hmm,
and let's just picture money as a tall, dark, handsome, fabulous, sexual guy.
Oh, liking that.
Yeah, I'm liking that too. Do you think he's going to come to the door and knock if you go, hi, I'm small and I don't want to be seen and I have to stay out of the way?
Absolutely not.
No, and neither is the man that represents the relationship. You got to go out there and go, hi, I'm sexy, and I'm smart, and I love me, and I'm magnificent, and I want to play with all the money and all the sexy guys in the world. Let's go.
Oh, I'm liking that. I'm writing this down as you're talking.
Well, you see, everything, guys, is an emotional creation. You have to get your emotion behind it. And judgment does not allow the emotion to engage.
Wow.
Judgment holds the emotion away and keeps you small. So all of us, drop it into your heart. We're busting the ceiling, claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I am in love with me, and I play me big. And that's exactly what I asked you all to support me in. And now I'm supporting you in it. And that's the way the universe works. As soon as you ask, it comes back to you. But whatever you ask comes back to you.
So can you see the shift that I'm feeling right now? Like, I feel like something just opened up.
Do you need anything else for proof than that?
I think that's it.
Yeah. So don't be asking me, baby. You're your highest answer, and you could feel the truth of what was just said. So, yes, your energy just shifted.
It's awesome.
But you didn't need me to tell you that because you experienced it.
Exactly.
Okay?
I could feel it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wilma. Thanks, baby. Hey, when
you.
He comes to the door, you're going to call me, okay?
I will for sure.
Okay, baby. All right, Ann in Georgia, what's up?
Hi, Dee. I was flying high, and I think I hit my ceiling after our call Monday. Everything was going great.
No, you hit the ceiling before.
Okay. What I got was from Ken Stone. It's all about when you're going from God and going into support and servant of God rather than and that's the final frontier. I keep getting surrender, 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 and the feeling of being out of control, and it goes back to 16 months when no one was there to support me. So that's what I created all of this stuff with the condo with and all my programs and things.
Yeah, because, yeah, Ann, let me just, because they're screaming at me. How do you think you can create everything in your life, you guys, without the support of other energy? You can't have a love affair. You can't exchange money. You can't even create perfect health if you don't ask your body to support you and you don't support it.
Well, my body totally supports me. I'm totally healthy, no pain or anything at 72. Everything is supporting me. I was on all those calls. It went step by step to carry that whole. I'm asking for it, and I've gotten it from all kinds of places, the support,
yes,
you know, up till now. So I felt like maybe that was the ceiling.
Well, the ceiling has two parts to it, and this is the part that they told me I'd come back to. These are the two beliefs, and there's a third one that we have to uncover. The only way I can be taken care of is to take care of myself, which means
that's me.
Have to do it all. Hold on, let me finish.
Okay,
which means I have to do it all. The second addendum to that belief is the only way I can be taken care of is to let everybody else take care of me. That's more what you're dealing with, Anne. What do you think? What do you say? Can you do it for me? Can I get the information from you?
Yes, I've been told to go inside instead of...
Yeah, you've got to go more into yourself. You're your highest answer. That's where you will find the answer. And now there's a third one. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Okay. The only way, and this is the affirmation for the other two, the only way I can really be taken care of is to live in joy. So that is what we are dropping into our hearts, opening our hearts, feeling our love place. That is the electrical charge. We're invoking the rays to come down and match that to complete the circuit of I'm joy. I live in joy. I am the beingness of joy. I think joy. I feel joy. I perceive the world as joyful. And that is the highest way we take care of ourselves. Love, joy, and fun. They keep saying love, joy, and fun, love, joy, and fun.
I've been doing that, and the thing that, you know, and you had me not in my heart because I was imaginary, so you had me out when I go traveling, and I really got in touch with who I am as connectedness, and that's what I'm doing so much. That brings me so much joy through this whole process.
Good, Anne. Good, and you're doing it. I'm happy you're doing it.
An expectation that if I expand into all I be, too much will be expected of me, and that's the fear.
Well, and that's your ceiling, so let's bust it right now. Who cares what's expected of us? Who cares? We're the God of us. If we don't want to do something, we won't do it. And if we want to do it, then, you know, I don't want anybody else's limitations to come in and keep me from doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know? Right? So
yeah, but it's my own expectations.
I literally want you to see the, a glass ceiling above you, guys, thing cracking open, falling away from you. You're totally safe. You've got a steel umbrella over you. But the ceiling's broken. And you know that you get to choose absolutely every single solitary thing you want to do, you don't want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it, because you're the God of you, period. All right, baby?
Surrender keep popping in. That's the word I keep getting.
Well, they're saying no.
Okay. No, don't surrender, huh?
Well, surrender to the greatness of yourself. Yes.
Okay.
But that's not what you meant when you said surrender.
Oh, no, it's surrender to God, like, and then...
But you are God, Anne.
Yeah, well, that's
surrender
what it's saying, that one of the things that I got
you.
That confused me is that we're going and transitioning from where we manage control our own life into where we do it with divine support. But you're saying I am the divine support.
But when you surrender into yourself as the magnificent power, then you see the world as a world where God is everywhere.
In the oneness.
In the oneness. One mind.
Got it. Okay,
absolutely.
Got it. That's the peace. Okay,
all
thank
right,
you.
All right, baby. Blessings. Thank you. All right, Jean in Cape Cod, what do you want to bust today?
Hi. I just wanted to let you know I am feeling better, and this call is really perfect.
Awesome.
Because I'm about to bust out of a glass ceiling.
I got a yes on that, by the way.
I have come to the realization after I was off last week and Monday also and went back to work yesterday, I had realized I had just worked 19 months straight without a week off.
Uh-huh. Well, that's really loving yourself, isn't it?
It's part-time work. So, you know, it seems like, well, it's only part-time, but that's not a good idea to work that long.
Well, it's not a good idea if you're not happy doing it. And your body was telling you, you know, really, you got to take care of yourself and support yourself a little more here.
Yes.
Self-love. So everybody stop right now and ask yourself, what are you doing that does not support the belief and the claim, I love myself? What thought have you already thought this morning that judged you or limited you or brought a fear to the surface? What did you eat that did not support you loving yourself in being the weight you wanted? You see, that's all self-love, all of that. Go ahead, baby.
Well, the other thing that I've realized is that this particular client has become totally dependent on me, to the point where he's reluctant to take in any other help besides me. And I think it's just reached a point where it's just too much.
Jean, actually, they're saying it goes both ways. You
meaning,
have become totally dependent on him also financially.
Yes, and I enjoy his company, but he's dementia, and he's not going to change.
Oh, okay, so what you're saying is they're saying don't blame it on the dementia. It's not about that. You just haven't set your own limitations. It's like, you know, someday I get, it doesn't happen very often, but some days I'll get up and I'll go, Joni, you just have to cancel everything. I'm at the wall. I need a day for me. So you have to sit back and go, how can I create working for him and securing the money that I want and that I like and that I need, and do it in a more balanced way? Where can I bring somebody else in? How can I help him feel safe doing that? How can I create more of a balance in my life, because that's loving myself? And that's the ceiling, guys. That's the ceiling that Jean is bringing in. Is we've got to break the ceiling of I got to do, or I'm never going to do enough, and I'm never going to be okay, and I'm never going to have enough, and I'm never going to be taken care of unless I kill myself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, bye-bye to that. Shoot BBs up it, bow and arrows. You know, throw a bowling ball through it, whatever you need to do. Let's have some fun and break that ceiling. Everybody, break that ceiling. Break that ceiling. Okay. Well, not yet. Not yet. You're going to give up the struggle. Whoa, there it goes. Okay. Now it's broken. It's done. So we know that we can create everything we want. And we can create it in a balanced way where we love ourselves, support ourselves, nurture ourselves in every way. That's who I am. Activate that, dude. And
I will.
It is. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. Hey, Debbie in New Jersey. What's up?
Hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I'm glad I'm on the call. It's been a while. I could relate to pretty much everything that everybody was saying.
Oh, what a surprise. What a surprise.
I'm not sure.
We never say that on this show, do we?
Yes, we do. But I'm not sure what the one belief is that I have. That,
okay, let me give it to you.
Thank you.
But give me a song.
Zippity-doo-da-day.
Okay, well, the one belief is that you can't live in joy. They're correcting that. You can't live in the experience of joy, which is kind of your definition of joy. So that's going to be a conundrum for you, trying to break the ceiling of living in the experience of joy, because your definition of living in the experience of joy is that you can't live in joy. Now, what that looks like, we're back to frickin' struggle again. It's so embedded in us, guys. Struggle's not the highest word. What an interesting word. Toil.
Toil. Mm.
Toil. You know, like we toil in the fields?
Yes.
Okay. It's a very old, kind of biblical word.
It's interesting that you're saying that.
I know that did not come from my mind. Okay, go ahead.
because I've realized that I recently lost my job, but I'm still manifesting. I was able to buy my dream car after I lost my job, and things have been going well.
Yeah.
But there's that part of me that my husband made a comment last night. He said, you know, you finally got your dream car and you're still not happy.
And no, because they're saying you didn't work for it.
I didn't work for it?
Well, you're not working right now.
No, I'm not.
So you've got to make yourself pay for that if you have the belief that I have to toil for my good. I have to toil away for my joy.
Okay.
Right? And they're showing me literally like a scene from what could be the Bible, you know, in those little wooden homes with a wooden table, and how they had to toil and how thankful they were for just a piece of bread. Right?
Right.
So that's way past life stuff embedded in our electrical charge. And, you know, literally the other electrical charge then of life is easy and fun and joyful and just, you know, I create a car without even having to work for it. You see, that made you hit your ceiling. Because you had to see that the belief was, no, I got to keep toiling.
Right.
So until you break that ceiling wide open, then you're going to have to keep pulling yourself back every time, you know, your life starts being created with ease and effortlessness and joy.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
get your bowling balls out, everybody, you know. Throw them up there, crack that ceiling. You can bring something in from above the ceiling. It doesn't exist anyway. It's only air, but it's pretty poignant air when you've been carrying that for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes, which we all have. All of us have lived in the lifetimes where toil, unless you were, you know, a king, toil was the only way you survived. And by the way, they're saying if you were a king, you have the belief that you have to pay the karma for making everybody else toil for you.
Oh.
Yeah. So I want you to experience that ceiling busting. I want you to see it because we're not doing it yet. So what do we – it's about deserving.
Mm-hmm.
That we deserve – oh, my God. Now they're showing me the insurance commercial. You know, there's a certain kind of insurance where they walk with an umbrella over their head the whole time.
I'm not sure which
well,
one that
is. Well, it doesn't matter. There is. And what that means is protection. So we're holding this. There it went as soon as we had that piece of information. We don't need to protect ourselves from anything, guys. We just need to create. And as long as we feel like we need to protect ourselves and hold ourselves down with this ceiling and be small, then we are never, ever going to have the freedom of going above it. But it's broken now. We're ready to go, claiming the symbol, the formula, I am divine lover in all of this. We are flying. We are ascending. We are moving out. And they're showing me Mary Poppins. That's the kind of umbrella.
Yay.
We want. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Dave.
Much love. Oh, my God, am I freaking loving this show. Kathy in Michigan, hi, you're on.
Oh, hello, my fairy godmothers. I support you immensely. Oh, wow, have I put myself in a funk in the last 6 months and totally have...
Actually, last 4 months, they're saying. But, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like self-love is the big thing. I can't push through that, but not good enough.
Don't use the word can on this show.
Oh, sorry. I know
because
better than that.
Because you know you can, woman. You're not
yes,
choosing to, or there's a ceiling in place, but they're saying
oh.
No. You're okay, I got it. The ceiling is about choice. It's about when we fully move into choice, we hit that ceiling because we know that's going to be the expansion of our bigness. Okay, so I have to go to a core belief. Hang on, I got to get my sheets here. a core belief around choosing, not feeling safe to choose, not being able to choose, whatever.
Yeah, because
okay.
I got high blood pressure. I got all the stuff. I'm feeling alone, not God with me, and definitely.
40. Okay, well, here. Geez, talk about, you got to love this work. Here we are, and this sums it all up, the last three calls. I have to struggle to conquer.
Mm.
So I have to struggle to conquer me, which means you don't make the choices you need to make.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I would like everybody with me and all energy who wants to participate to come in and break that mother of a ceiling, you know, because creation is easy, guys. Creation is easy and fun and joyful. And that's where your power is.
Oh, I forgot that.
Easy, fun, joyful. So, well, they're saying it's done. So I am the electrical charge of conscious choice. I am activating that within me. That's what I am means. It is a direction for your energy to activate itself, to give that and be that on your behalf. Do you understand? So we're claiming I have to create to conquer.
I have to create to conquer. I have
That's
to create.
That's right. So
well, it's interesting because I do have, I thought I'd do a spiritual circle. I thought, you know, and I finally said, okay, I'm going to do this. And then I don't prepare for it. I don't I sabotage the whole.
Well, that means you just gave it word, you know, you just said it in words. And I say on every show, guys, it's not about the words. You can pray and affirm till your frickin' life goes blue and it
yep.
won't change. Unless you have the passionate, emotional, heart-open experience behind it. And that's why I teach you to go to your love place. You are not in your love place.
No.
You are not focusing your love place around this spiritual circle. And let me tell you guys, you see, I mean, this whole show ties together. Every single person that's been on ties together. My first acting class, I thought I'd have a full acting class. I mean, my God, I starred in E.T. I've done 150 films. I had five people. But that didn't stop me. I kept teaching until I had the biggest studio in L.A.
Wow. I think, too, that what's coming in my mind is the fact of the passion I have, a belief around passion is supposed to, like, be that wild zing fireworks. And everything that I do, it's like when I hear from spirit, it's like, okay, yep, this is what I'm supposed to do, and I do it. But it's like, okay, there's not the zing, the passion.
Yeah,
you know what?
No, they're saying you don't do it. You do it in action. You do
right.
not do it in energy, Kathy.
Right.
And it's the energy, the joy, you know, and you're, if you have the belief I have to struggle to conquer, how the hell are you going to bring any joy in and passion in? How can you have an orgasm around what you're creating? Do you understand? I have an orgasm
oh.
around the gratitude of self-love. I could feel the power in this program. I can
right.
feel it. I know it. I
and
experienced
that's where
it
I am.
Before I brought it out to you. And that, guys, is the secret to your creation, and I'm going to tell you till you're blue in the face with it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep, and that's where I've been kind of no joy, no excitement, no.
Yeah,
just,
that's not loving
it.
Yourself, Kath.
No. So we
no.
need to. I need to break the ceiling of knowing that I'm good enough and that I am in my joy, that
okay,
I know
do it right now.
Yes, right now. That's what I need
do it.
To seal.
You haven't done it yet, so do it. There you go. Well, push the easy button.
Yes.
You see, you made a choice, Kathy. Now, can you go into your heart, into your love place? You have a love place, don't you? Kathy. I've been teaching that for weeks.
Yeah, I have the love place.
Okay. So can you feel that love place around, oh, my God, I get to make a choice around everything I want, and it feels awesome?
Open the door.
You can. You just have to allow yourself. So we're all coming together to claim I allow myself to experience, to be the electrical charge of passion around making my choice. I allow myself to feel it and be the experience of the passion and the joy around choice. And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Oh, I support you immensely, my friend, and I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kath. Me too, you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Brian. How are you, my darling?
I am well, Dee. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you.
Good, good. Weird kind of things have been happening this week, and I'm wondering if I can get some
information
around it.
It's definitely why you're hitting your ceiling because you're going, hold on, I want to get the words right. Oh, my God, can I be this big?
Wow.
And until you know you can be this big, the world can't support you. Because what you're saying to the world is, come support me in my fear of being big.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, the world comes and goes, okay, well, the only way we can do that is to limit what you want.
Wow.
Oh, bingo, huh?
Oh, wow, aha moment, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so my beautiful people that I love, again, you can be as big as you want to be. So be conscious this week of looking to see where your ceiling is and know that it's imaginary and that you get to break through it. It's your time, Brian. It's a good idea. It's a great idea, they're saying. Go play big. The world needs you to play big, everybody. The world needs me to play big.
Wow.
And the world cannot honor us if we do not honor ourselves and our greatness. It all starts with you.
Wow.
There's nothing else, baby. So.
All right. I'm going to play
big.
So
let's break it.
Let's
everybody
do it.
Can, you know, break the ceiling of, you know, the fear, the doubt, the unknowing, the fear. Okay. The fear of, can I play this big? Can I handle it? Am I worthy? Can I do it? And the answer is yes. Take the steps. The best, fastest way to break any ceiling is go, F it, I'm doing it anyway.
Nice.
And start taking the steps. Okay?
All right.
I'm doing it. And it's done. It's gone. Okay, claiming the symbol, the formula, I am the divine love that creates all of this. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you.
I love you too, babe.
Oh, my God, this show. Jillian Washington, hi, you're on.
Hey, lady.
Hey, baby.
I just wanted to say that today is the perfect day for wearing your Busting is Beautiful shirt. That's all I got.
And
it's
so
the perfect
it is.
Day.
Busting is beautiful. I love it. Yeah, I'll wear my padded bra underneath that too, Jill.
You don't need it, honey.
Oh, my God. I know my dad used to say, oh, I'm getting really risque now. But my dad used to say, honey, anything over a mouthful is wasted. So
you bet.
And that's why they call me the irreverent healer. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Can we do anything for you, Jilly?
No, I'm really groovy.
Yep, that's a true statement. Thanks for bringing the humor in, babe.
Love ya.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Too freaking awesome. Okay, Sharon in Montana. Hi, honey.
Hi. Oh, gosh, that Jilly just made me laugh. That was perfect.
Yep, for sure.
Oh, God.
Find love and joy. Find love and joy. You can feel the whole energy open up.
Oh, yeah.
So what can I do for you? We're coming down to the end of the show here, so I want to get on this and help you if I can.
Okay. I've got this similar problem as everybody else does. I have to struggle to get what I want. Well, my back and my shoulders are hurting, and I'm putting everything on it, and I want to let it go.
Okay. Well, if you know that, then why don't you?
You've got a fear of not having enough.
Well, it's more a fear of I can't do it myself. All right, let's review this, everybody, because, you see, you called so that I could help you do it.
That's right.
Okay. And I'm sure I'm talking myself out of a show, ultimately, if I keep this up. But, again, the basis of my work is to teach you to heal yourself. If I don't do that, I am not being true to what I claimed I wanted when I dropped to my knees. I want a way we can heal ourselves, not I want a community who depends on me to heal them. So that's a perfect end to the show, because that's the biggest ceiling. You have to know that you are the I Am Presence that is the electrical charge, that is the activation of yourself. And when you put conscious choice with that knowing and know that that choice and that beingness are easy, fun, and effortless, creation has to happen for you, my darling. So are you choosing to, well, these are the words they're giving me, I choose to lighten my load. And again, they're showing me many, many, many past lives. So you're bringing this in for the collective consciousness and for everybody, of course, in this community and on this call. So we are coming together to smash the ceiling of not knowing. It's the ceiling of not knowing that I am. And until we smash that one, guys, the rest of them might rebuild themselves. So let's all come together, all energy, everywhere, in any dimension, in any time-space continuum. It is our intention, our joyful choice to know that I know. I am the I am that knows, and I know that I am. I am God. I am joy, I am ease, I am effortlessness, I am supported, and I am the supportee of all energy. I am the one mind that creates everything. That is who I am. I am activating that knowing, there it goes right now, within myself and within all consciousness. And so it is. I miss any words, no. Wow. Holy hell, what a perfect end, Sharon. Thank you for that. Did that make sense to you?
Oh, you're most welcome. Oh, definitely.
Okay. Go know, okay? Love you, honey.
Oh, I love you too.
Everybody, claim right now, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know I am, I know I am, I know I am love, I know I am God, I know I am joy, I know I am fabulous and magnificent and sexy and, oh, my God, so very loved by the energy of this world. This is who I am. Please join me, because we're cutting it off next week, the gratitude of self-love and the electrical charge of the universe. Until we meet again, guys, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because I'm telling you, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to...